This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center drivers, and our suicide jockeys out there keeping the petroleum products coming so people can get out there and drive and go to work and all that good stuff. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's what it's called, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. Our handles over there are all the same, at Captain's America, the same for Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our webpage, either the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and take advantage of what we have over there. All right, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, that's UndergroundUSA.com, the man, the myth, the Chicago legend, Frank Silvato. Good morning.
The Chicago legend. You're putting me in there with some very interesting company.
I'm doing that because we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff that's going on, and you certainly have the creds to talk about anything Chicago. So are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was started, formed on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, we had something yesterday, and this is where I think Chicago is going to come into the mix. The Supreme Court is allowing the Biden administration to end President Trump's Remain in Mexico asylum policy. We got nowhere to put these people, Frank. They're going to bring them in. They're going to bus them to places like, oh, I don't know, Chicago? No, wherever they need votes. That's the first thought that comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. Places when you can pad votes in sanctuary cities. Because they're, you know, with places with motor voter and places that said they're going to give driver's licenses to illegals. Watch those migrations happen there if they're going to be relocating people coming from over the border.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that once we get the midterms done with, that they pass veto-proof legislation that ends that. But, you know, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, the decisions that came down, It was pretty one-sided towards constitutionality this time around. So I'm kind of pleased with what the Supreme Court did.
Well, the big surprise was the EPA and how they clamped down on them.
Oh, this is going to have such far-reaching implications when you talk about precedent. The EPA, the West Virginia
fossil fuel industry sued the EPA because they were over-regulating and trying to transform the industry through regulation rather than legislation through the Clean Air Act. And the Supreme Court slapped them down and said, you know what, EPA, you're issuing regulation that has the weight of legislation without the authority to do so. So we're getting rid of all of it. You can't do that. If that is going to be the precedent that we could cite with a Supreme Court decision, overreach with regulatory powers from the executive branch is going to be challenged in every department and every agency. That means the CDC, that means NIH, that means EPA, that means IRS. It's the most important decision that came down. While Roe versus Wade is the most explosive decision, and the decision with about the Second Amendment in New York was something that was important, both of those pale in comparison to the far-reaching implications that this EPA decision could happen if the lawsuits start to fly. Because what it said, in essence, is the executive branch doesn't get to lord over us via regulation. The legislative branch has to write comprehensive law in order for the regulations to have weight. It's a huge decision. It's one step away from readdressing the Commerce Clause decisions.
Well, the ruling is a significant setback, make no doubt about it, for the Biden administration's efforts to run the U.S. power grid with clean electricity by 2035 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2050, which is something that President Joe Biden had sought to lead the world in by tackling climate change. That's not going to happen.
No, and it's because they were reading into the Clean Air Act things that weren't legislated for them to have purview over. And this has been an ongoing issue with the executive branch and the departments of the agencies. They put forth regulation under broadly written legislation and assume that they have the power to regulate in certain capacities. They don't. And this has been going on for decades. That the executive branch is just snatching power away from the legislative branch through regulation enforcement. We can't have that. And the Supreme Court decided that's the case. We can't have that.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. I'm going to go over there, check out his podcasts and the articles he writes and all that good stuff. And I'll be right back.
Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, Frank, we will do it. Thank you very much for being there, and we'll be right back with Frank Salvato after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, there's a brand new dealership coming to the Moss Family of Automotive dealerships up there in Brooksville. It'll be a Nissan dealership on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the highway. They've almost got it done. They're working very diligently to get things taken care of so that they can open up, they believe, the first week in July. That's what I've been hearing. And as far as I know, that's still on schedule, but we just don't know what the date will be. But I will be there when they do it. I'll tell you that right now. I will be there when they do it. Now, Nissan locations that you can find right now are in Crystal River on U.S. 19. They're also the flagship station. Dealership, rather, is in Newport Richey at 1954. And then you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, remember, they are the home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active-duty military, first responders, or church pastors, too, can get a great deal given to them for their service to America. Now, you also are able to get the Moss Carefree Motoring, which is the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection this year either, well over 400 vehicles and counting. And the certified pre-owned vehicles, wow. You want to talk about your car's worth more money? Yep, you can also get a hell of a deal there too. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them
The captain sent you. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what. You can't go wrong when you take a look at what's going on in Israel. Now, Israel is going to hold its fifth election in less than 4 years on November the 1st after lawmakers voted to dissolve the parliament. Now, the interim prime minister, Yair Lapid, faces an uphill battle against the former prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, in the election. I don't know that's going to be an uphill battle all that much, because in that one I would have to take Bibi Netanyahu.
Well, you know, politics anywhere in the world is not squeaky clean, and it's not squeaky clean in Israel. There's a lot of infighting, and you know, the politics flies around the world today. But the one thing that you can't say is that Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't care for the Israeli people. He's been a great leader for them in the past. He stands solid in the fact that he believes that they have the right to exist. He understands who their enemies are, and he's not afraid to take it to them. He also expects the United States to keep its word in their agreements and alliance. You know, the potency that he gives to Western principles in the Middle East, when he is at the helm in Israel, is something to be reckoned with. And as we were talking about the break, it will add something to what's happening over in Ukraine, because now you have a potent force that's not afraid to stand up for Western values closer to that theater. So I hope that he wins. You know, I think he's very good for the Israeli people. He's good for Western values and democracy and freedom and liberty in an area of the world that still has questionable adherence to freedom and liberty.
Right. Okay, and I'm talking, folks, to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there and check out his website. Sign up for his podcast that he does, and also sign up for the articles that he puts out there, too. You'll know about what's going on before most everybody else does.
Well, yeah, we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. If I don't, I'm not up to speed with what we talk about on Mondays and Fridays. So
that's
it's
true.
Kind of a prerequisite.
That's true. That's very true. All right, well, get this one. Battery-operated vehicles, known as BEVs, B-E-V-S, and plug-in hybrid vehicles, known as PHEVs, have turned out in more problems than internal combustion engines so far. Now, this is according to a brand-new study of data analysis done by J.D. Power. Now, when the ICE vehicles averaged 150 problems per 100 vehicles, this jumped to 299 using the PVIDs for, of all things they were using it for. They were using it for a test study up and down the mountains to see how they would operate out there, and they were losing their battery power more often than not.
No, that makes sense. If you think about just a battery in anything, the more strain you put on it, the faster it depletes, and as it depletes, the less power it has. And if you're a trucker with a full load going up a mountain in the Appalachians, and all of a sudden you don't have power, that becomes an issue for everybody behind you and you yourself.
Oh, boy.
You know, so we keep saying this again and again and again, and it can't be said enough. Perhaps the intent to try to move to electric vehicles is something that isn't nefarious. I believe it is, but let's just have a benefit of the doubt for the moment and say it isn't. The technology just isn't there. If we were to move to electric vehicles all the way around, there are too many things that go wrong with that scenario when you think it through. Not least of which is the insane drain it would put on our power grid to the point of blacking out major cities.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't thought it through. We, because we are a consumer economy and the world depends on our consumerism, we can't afford to go down in the quality of our supply chain delivery. We have to maintain it or make it better. And switching to EVs at this point in time, it just isn't feasible. You don't have the range for the trucks. You don't have the range for the people to travel. You don't have the range in mobility that allows the markets to thrive. Not to mention what the waste costs when you have to deal with used batteries, used electric vehicles. They just haven't thought it through. So the technology isn't there. And I've said this a million times, and I've written it even more. When the technology's there, I'll be the first one to sign up for it. I'm not against green energy and employing it, but I want it to work, and I want the market to be the power that mandates that people move to it, not a governmental edict. If you make it better, if you make it more reliable, if you make it cheaper, people will flock to it naturally because the free market mandates it.
Yeah.
That's when internal combustion engines go by the wayside, when they become obsolete through the market, not because the government says so.
Well, I don't feel very confident with the trucks at all, because I know too much about what it takes with a horse power to get them up over the top of a mountaintop, and I can just see one of those things dying at the top of the mountaintop, and all of a sudden, what do we do now, Jack?
Absolutely. I know there's a company out of the UK that is dabbling in a hybrid of electric and mm-hmm. and hydro.
Yep.
Electric, which yep. would work. But it's still nascent, too.
Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, let me go over here real quick and get the question for the next segment. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes. The only way that we can go to electric vehicles extensively is to have a lot of nuclear plants. Better options to go to more hybrid vehicles where you have the gasoline as the main power or the backup, either one. But you can't go solely electric unless you do a lot of nuclear plants and improve the battery technology. All right. That's it, Captain.
Okay. Well, Frank and I will take that up when we come back from the break. So, Frank, you hang on. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning edition. In case you haven't heard, gasoline has dropped down at the refinery to $3.65 a gallon. Let's see how long it takes for it to get it down here around us. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Welcome to the first day of July as we head into the holiday weekend. Fireworks, barbecues, and celebrating 245 years of the Grand Experiment. She is fairly young when you look around the world. Vietnam is 4,000 years old. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday laid out a future for Hong Kong. Quote, now Hong Kong is at a new stage of moving from chaos to governance, and then from governance to greater prosperity, end quote. She said that at a swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. Lee, a Beijing loyalist, was the only candidate for the position in an election held in May. Multiple law enforcement officers were shot in southeastern Kentucky on Thursday, and a suspect is in custody. ATF Louisville said agencies were responding to a shooting scene and armed person barricading themselves inside a home. A press conference is scheduled for Friday. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every single day. I start my day with it. And I do that because of what it does for me and what I need to have done for me. It helps to reduce my inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have in my left leg, foot, and ankle, which is where all this other nonsense started, which, by the way, is getting better, thank God, is getting better. The specialist that I'm going to right now, I call him Dr. Bill because I can't pronounce his last name. But anyway, Dr. Bill's doing a bang-up job, and I appreciate it. He might be listening to the show right now, so good morning, Dr. Bill. Now, it does its job because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And I will tell you that that will go right straight to the source of the inflammation, the problem that you've got. Also, it will go right straight to the source of the pain and get rid of it, too. That's the best part about it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's good for you. Can't go wrong taking something that's good for you, and it works. Doesn't get any better than that. So go to the website they gave me. Check it out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and find out if I'm not telling you exactly the way it works. Relieffactor.com. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got to talk about this Hutchinson woman. And they have got her dead to rights. The Secret Service wants her, they want to challenge
in front of this presidential commission, or whatever this is that's going on, because they want to just debunk what she said. What she said is just not true.
No, yeah. I mean, when you claim that the President of the United States reached for the back of the beast to grab a steering wheel, it's physically impossible. Not only that, the Secret Service and the driver of the beast, which is the nickname they have for the presidential limousine, both of them said that it's untrue. Now, the reason that they're getting away with that this Pelosi commission, I'm not even giving it the benefit of saying it's a congressional committee, because it's not. It was gerrymandered. There's two Republicans on there, so-called Republicans on there, who are Trump haters that were appointed by Pelosi. McCarthy wasn't even allowed to have his picks on this kangaroo court. It's nothing more than an over-glorified Democrat commercial for the midterms. So it holds no weight. It shouldn't have subpoena power. It's really a disgrace and an affront to the legislative branch and the Constitution. The reason they're getting away with this dog and pony show with people like Hutchinson, who clearly fabricated things. When you listen to her testimony, she qualifies every statement she makes with qualifying statements. To the effect of was the one she used the most. I heard a conversation to the effect of. Well, did you hear it or didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And what were the words? Not to the effect of. So that should disqualify everything that she has to say. But the reason that they're getting away with trotting her out unchallenged is because there's no one there to provide a cross-examination of the witness. Mm. They're cherry-picking their information, presenting it with no rebuttal. So how do you call that even a fair hearing? You can't.
It's not.
They've been proven to have altered audio and video. You know, so this is nothing more than an over-glorified campaign commercial for the Democrat Party going into the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you me, if the shoe was on the other foot, and this was a Republican-led effort going after someone like Barack Obama or Joe Biden, you wouldn't hear hide nor hair of it in the media because they would have a blackout on it.
Right.
This is strictly a political animal. It has nothing to do with the truth. It has nothing to do with seeking justice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah.
Do you really want to know if it's about mm-hmm. justice? Why don't we ask the people who are still in solitary confinement from January 6th if this is about justice?
Yeah. Now, I got something I got to get out on the air here right now. Folks, if you're going to go to the airport and hop on an airplane, I would strongly suggest that you check and verify that your flight is still a flight. Hundreds of flights as of right now have been canceled before the July 4th holiday. I'll say that again. Hundreds of flights have been canceled as of right now before the July 4th holiday. You better check and make sure you've got a flight before you go there and go, uh-oh, now what?
Now, do you remember, I'm going to say maybe 6 months ago, this kind of stuff was happening. And
I do.
People were talking to the pilots and the airline workers, and they were saying, you know, there are things going on with the FAA who are, you know, the regulatory powers that are overreaching and bleeding the companies dry and,
yep.
and forcing planes to stay grounded and, you know, screwing passengers out of being able to travel freely in this country.
Yep.
And the government came back with, well, it's probably all COVID.
Yeah.
Well, what is it now?
Spare parts. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, this is again, government-caused.
Mm-hmm.
This is government-caused. They keep blaming things like supply chain. Last time it was COVID, like I said. If you remove the over-regulation of the airline industry and the federal subsidizing of the airline industry, the survivable will survive, Those that can't, won't. Let the free market do its thing, and you will get a better product with lower prices and more people being able to utilize the product. But right now, the federal government pretty much runs all of the travel that's national from coast to coast, whether it's trains or airplanes. If the federal government wants to throw a wrench into that machine, they could do it with regulatory power. That's why, going back to the first segment, this EPA decision saying that you cannot issue regulations with the weight of law if it's not specifically legislated to do so is so important.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, New York and California are preparing new bills that would ban concealed carry in many public spaces and presume that businesses, churches, and other private institutions don't allow concealed carry on their premises unless they post a sign stating that people who have concealed carry guns on their reputation are welcome to attend.
You know, with the recent ruling, as long as their state-issued laws are equally applied across the board, they're within their right.
Right.
But I still believe that the Second Amendment needs to be ruled on in a more cohesive and far-reaching way. The Second Amendment says shall not be infringed.
Right.
You know, so that debate, even though the decision that came from SCOTUS this time around was not only meaningful but correct, we still need a definitive ruling on the Second Amendment in this country, because the far left, the gun-hating far left, that want to remove weapons from law-abiding citizens because they want to be able to regulate your right to have them in the first place, they're not going to give up on this.
Right.
That's why you're seeing these things like New York and California.
Oh, I agree.
You know. So we got to bring a lawsuit that makes the Supreme Court so we have a definitive decision on Second Amendment rights. Shall not be infringed must mean shall not be infringed. Let's see what happens.
Well, we're getting ready to part company for the holiday. Of course, I will be around Monday, by the way. If you're around, you're welcome to call in.
I'll be here.
Okay, well, I will too. 4th of July means happy Independence Day to me. We can declare our independence.
Yeah, that would be something new today in an era where the left wants you to march in lockstep like we're characters in 1984.
Not me today. Not me. All right, Frank, you have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvallo, our pal from undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the different things that he's got going on. I'm telling you, he's a proud American, and I'm proud to know him. How do you like that? We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Patrick Hyland coming back with some sports. He's going to speak of sports.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and we are going to speak of sports. Speaking of sports, with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone QB.
What's happening, Captain? Good morning to you. Good morning to America. And we're hitting the good old dog days of summer. And happy July 4th to everybody. We'll talk Monday, but be safe and sound. And let's all be patriots this 4th of July, right, Captain? We were Irish on St. Patrick's Day. How about we all be patriots on July 4th? Sounds like a winner to me.
I'm a patriot every day.
Well, amen to that, Captain.
Don't need to worry about amen me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Right on. I just wish everybody would follow suit. But we're trying. We're fighting a good fight. That's all we can do.
That's it.
Surprising story here to me, Captain. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. The USC Trojans and the UCLA Bruins officially joined the Big Ten starting in 2024.
Wow.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. All the way out west there now, coming into the Big Ten. But you got Missouri and Oklahoma now in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, that's a little far from the Southeast, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're all doing here. I'm trying to just attach, get some notoriety, make some bread, I guess. It's all, you know, making money now in college sports. And that's fine. Let's just be transparent and real about it. Let's don't act like it's amateur sports anymore, Captain, because it's not. We agree on that, correct, sir?
Yep.
Yep, unfortunately, that's just the way it's gone down. A lot of things happening in basketball, Captain. Durant's requesting a trade. He wants to either go to the Suns or the Heat as his destination. I don't blame him for that. Good old Phoenix or good old Miami. Two bad places to live, and nice weather year-round, so not a bad deal at all. Now, this one kid, Jokic, he's a great center, Captain, for the Nuggets. It looks like he's going to get the richest deal in NBA history. I mean, it's like going to be $265 million for 5 years. Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, man. Another guy, they call it Supermax extensions now, 4 or 5 year extensions, Captain. This guy, Towns, he's looking at $224 million. Wow. Man, it's just crazy. And Jay Morant, Captain, he was a great college ball player, and he's doing fine with the pros. The Grizzlies could have got a little farther in the playoffs if he wouldn't have got hurt, I believe. And he's going to get $230 million. I mean, that's a lot of money these guys are making nowadays, Captain. Has it gotten out of control, or is it just, hey, you know, if you can make it, make it, and then the money gets shifted around that? You know, all parties, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the money situation, okay, is what everybody looks at. And when they have the pool in which to operate from, and this is something I don't quite understand, if you're a Big Ten school, or maybe you're a Ivy League school, although that's a poor comparison. They don't have the gates the other ones do. Let's stick with Big Ten. If you're getting that big money, okay, should it be divided equally?
Well, a lot of times it does, Catcher. When these guys go to the bowl games, the money does get divided up by the whole conference. The question today is, should that money go to the other sports at the college, or should each sport be,
well,
you know,
I think it should,
you know,
I think it should be divvied out to the other sports.
Oh, okay.
Sports and sports. Right?
Yeah, but they're bringing in the money, Captain.
Sure.
Shouldn't it be so that's the argument.
The football and the basketball teams up at Syracuse University pay for the entire sports program there.
Right. Now, is that right, Captain?
I think yes.
Or should the, well, what about the argument that those other sports, should have to go out and get their own revenue, either by local, sponsorship?
They do get their own revenue, but they don't get the kind of revenue that the big sports teams do. The football and the basketball.
Well, they don't have many players, too. I mean, basketball is pretty low, but football, you know, you're looking at 80 to 100 guys on any given roster, you know, that are scholarships. And
if they really want to do it right, they ought to start paying these players to play in these games, as might as well.
Well, now they're doing that by doing separate contracts. You know, now the NIL. Hey, if your name is big enough, Captain, coming out of high school, like Arch Manning, you know, that kid now, Nike, Adidas, someone's going to say, hey, man, you know, be our representative. We're going to give you millions of dollars. So it's going to be interesting to see how this transpires. Speaking about interesting, the Philadelphia Stars and the Birmingham Stallions will play Sunday night at 7:30 for the USFL Championship.
Wow.
I'm curious what's going to happen with the USFL, you know, next year. We'll see. I mean, they did it right from a financial standpoint. I don't know if a lot of people watched, but, hey, it could be a little bit of a system.
I watched to begin with to a certain degree, but some of the other games when I came, you know, it was based on what I was doing. But I didn't watch them all.
No, I'm with you, Captain. No, I'm with you. Toledo and Joe Gibbs Racing battling struggles. You know, how will Toledo teams respond to a couple of, weeks of different pit stop issues and things? So that's a big story in good old NASCAR. That should be a lot of fun this weekend also. And, good old baseball, man. It's in full gear now, Captain. It's going to be interesting to see how the playoffs and what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Exactly. That's the funniest thing. That's one of the funniest things of all time, let me tell you, I think.
Yeah.
He was a great coach. Speaking about USFL, that's where he got his start with the Philadelphia star, Jim Moore.
Yep.
So, having some fun there. And then hockey, obviously, there'll be some draft will be going on, and there'll be some free agent signings and hockey also. So, you know, that being said, hey, Captain, you know, just want to let the audience know that you and I have fun talking sports. It's my passion, but I also have a passion for helping people out and helping out people with their insurance needs. And take advantage of my 30-plus years of being in the insurance industry and how I can tailor-make a products for you and a program for you and save you money and put money back in your Social Security check if you're on Medicare. And veterans, families, anybody out there, you know, hurting financially during, and you served during wartime, you have opportunities to get additional funds for your help. But you got to contact somebody like me who's an expert in these things. It's real simple, 813-966-1052. Have a second set of eyes, take a look at your insurance papers, and make sure you're legally sound, too. Have connections in that department also. Just a lot of things we have to do in today's world, Captain, to make sure we're safe and sound, and I can be the guy to help you out there that way. And I know, Captain, we've been friends, and I've helped you out and helped out other of your friends and my friends and old military guys. So I can be of help. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk July 4th, Monday morning, sir.
You'll be around Sunday?
Yes, sir. I will see you Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to the show. Okay, have a good one.
You too, my friend. Thanks.
All righty, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, this final few seconds of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Don't forget to stop by. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Call them up, regardless of where you live. You need a part, they might have it for you. They'll send it to you, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door a little bit wider for you. Well, tonight on the weekend show, we're going to take a look at all the things that are progressing today. We've got several things lining up here at the moment. And good morning, Cynthia. I see you just chimed in there. Good morning. And she says Congress will have to get back to business instead of pushing responsibility on self-serving agencies. Boy, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? All right, folks. I got to run. I'll see you tonight. Have a great day. And remember, it's Independence Day. Happy Independence Day for those of you that won't be around for the weekend show. I will be back tonight with the special weekend show. See you later.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.